So on that note, maybe if you can elaborate further or maybe be more specific as to what your role really is in this production. I mean, you started off as a director, but now, with that confusion and those major changes, what are you actually?
I guess I'm still the director, but I do a lot of problem solving actually. And I think as a director, I guess that's the, I mean, that's a responsibility that you hold. I think for me, I'm wearing two hats, you see. One is I am the director. At the same time, I have a responsibility towards the company too, you see. So the company's image, is at stake here. I can just grab the money and go, but then, what will I leave behind and things like that. On one hand, I was focusing on the characters, actors, and things like on the play itself. But at the same time, with all these issues and a lot of things to solve, I need to have backups. I need to have like a secondary plan, tertiary plan, or like all these like things at the back of my mind. If one thing doesn't work, okay, what is the next step? And because everyone is waiting for you see, like waiting for your decision, whether you're SM, your PM, your sound designer, and because I think the director has that vision, and if things doesn't work, he must quickly respond to something else, and of course along the way I may get stuck, and I listen to other people, to the advice of the company and things like that. So yeah, even like it comes to the program and all that. When I see the program, okay, the as in the house program, okay, this thing doesn't work, and tomorrow is house opening, then I say, okay, you know what, we are celebrating 25th anniversary, this cannot happen, we have to change. So and I mean, thankfully, I mean the team stood by lah, and they understand why I'm doing all these changes. Yeah.